How's it going, Sha?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying my return to New York.
Oh, right. How was the trip?
It was illuminating. It was beautiful. Like, sincerely, I spent the week out there in DR.
Mm-hmm.
See my people's homeland. I did the resort thing for a couple days. It's not really my bag, admittedly.
sure.
Everything that resorts do well don't really go for me.
Right.
Of, like, maybe the fancy dinner thing was cool. But, like, beaches, that's not really me. Like, hot isn't me. yeah, but after that, though, my family had a good time there. But then the last half of the week, we went back to Bonao, where my family's from. Mm-hmm. And, like, I got to see it with adult eyes now.
Right.
You know, I hadn't been there since I was a teenager. Even when I returned before the DR, I just wasn't with my family, so I didn't go back there. Mm-hmm. And, like, I got to see, like, the humble beginnings of where my family's from. And it was, like, really, like, fascinating to see, like just to compare where we are now versus where we started was really trippy. And, like, my son embracing the culture was really beautiful. And, like, picturing him in this world also blew my mind. Like, the dude's, like, into coding and, like,
right,
seeing like my aunts handing him like live roosters and him like not knowing what to do. He was so confused. Just these like Spanish speaking ladies just kept giving him animals, like, hey, hold this. He's like, I, and like he's polite, so he won't say no, and
right.
Doesn't speak Spanish, so he doesn't know how to,
right?
Like he can't voice anything, so they was just like, hey, hold this. He was like, all right, cool. Straight up, he was having a blast over there. Like, they kept showing, and he's into like you know, I've talked about him being into fungi and like, you know, marine life and stuff like that. So like, they like showed him animals that he just doesn't have access to here. Like, he saw like little wall lizards and like scorpions and stuff like that.
Right.
So he had a blast with all that. But yeah, it was just like fascinating to like picture this alternative version of like my family that like grew up in a farm, you know. I don't know if I like the power dynamic would change a lot. I definitely wouldn't be like the head of the household. I feel like I'd be like a cousin that really relied on my family. Like,
okay,
I need y'all to survive here. I'll drive y'all anywhere.
Right.
But I don't know if farming was in me in particular ever. but it was cool, like, to see that my son might have like adapted to that, you know.
Right.
I thought that was dope. My daughter is definitely not that. I figured she loved the resort. Mm-hmm. Like, she liked. I honestly think she's an LA girl at this point. Real talk. I don't think she's New York or DR. I was like, okay, I see. You like all the amenities of city life and the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you like spending my money. So, yeah, I feel like...
yeah, she might, you know, be more that, L.A. Yeah.
Real talk, I see you at UCLA just sending me bills for like 4 years. real talk. But it was dope, like, just to kind of disconnect for a bit. The Wi-Fi was trash, and that was actually a good thing. And I just hung out with the fam and got to see them be free. Mm-hmm. I definitely see how people laugh at New Yorkers with prices. My aunt who works here, lives here in New York. And I would say while she's successful, she's definitely middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And she is building like some drug kingpin house over there that like blew my mind. I showed up at the crib. And I was like, yo, like, she must be getting money from somewhere else. There's no way that this is her crib. And then I asked, like, yo, how much does this cost? And they were like, oh, this is like $300,000 here. And I was like, this is like a $5 million house in America. How the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? I was blown away by, like, the price difference.
Right.
And, like, she was like, yeah. She's like, I can't afford that house in New York. That's the only reason I'm doing it there. Like, I called her instantly. I'm like, yo, tia, what do you need me to lie about? Like, how are you pulling this off? And she's like, I'm not lying about it. She's like, I don't have a house in New York. She's like, I can afford that house. And she's like, my son just turned 19. So, like, once he's set up in New York, I'm moving. And, like, I'll just come and visit a lot.
Right.
But she's like, I'm comfortable with it. She's like, I grew up over there. She's like, I came over when I was, like, 14. And I visit every year. So she's like, it's not that big of a pivot to me.
Right.
And the city she's building it in is, it's close to where she grew up, but it's in, like, I forget the term for it, but, like, it's an enclave for, like, expats. What's the word?
Okay, yeah, expats, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's like, if anything, I'm amongst other Americans and Europeans.
Right. Yeah.
So she's like, it's a lot like kind of being here at an all-inclusive. She's like, everything kind of functions with dollars. I'm mm-hmm. a quick drive to like, where we grew up from, and I'm another quick drive to, like, one of the other popping cities. So, like, I could get, like, local food and bars and stuff and hang out, art scene, mm-hmm. But like feel like I'm living in America in terms of the home and the amenities in a house that, like, she's like, I would never achieve here.
Right.
She's like, it just is what it is. So she's like, yeah, she's like, it's crazy. She's like, she got like a mountain view of, like, it looked like she got all the grass to, like, discover all of the, like, hidden bins of cash that, like, is buried in Cuba. I was like, this is crazy. She's like, yeah. She's like, I got, like, 4 acres.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, it's
yeah.
insane. Like, and, like, the home is wild. So, yeah, like, it was just, like, I like, had, like, a whole alternative life pictured. I do this in too many places I travel.
Yeah, so every time you travel, you try to imagine what it's like to live there.
Real talk, you know? But DR is, like, the closest I could see, not living in, but I could see myself actually owning. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be like, oh, like, I have a connection to the land. Mm-hmm. The building part is affordable. My dad kept pointing the land that is mine, that I don't know where it is. He would just point. He's, by the way, we own that. And I was like, okay, I just see grass. I don't know who's. He was like, all right. And he would give me, like, weird instructions. He'd be like, all right. He's like, from here to here is ours. And I was like, how can you tell apart? It's just, I just see grass mm-hmm. next to grass. I don't know where the line is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who do I talk to, like, know where to stop. You know? And he's like, don't worry about it. He's like, but this is us. I was like, all right, cool. And he's like, it'll be yours. He's like, I put it in the will. And I was like, all right. And I was like, you know what? Like, I don't know. Like, of my siblings, I'm the Spanish speaker. You've heard my Spanish on the podcast. Okay. I try my best, but like my siblings, they understand it, but they don't speak it that well.
Okay.
So I like, you trusting us three to come out here and talk with lawyers. I don't know law in English, you know? I'm gonna come over here and negotiate lanes. Like, yeah, you gotta figure it out. And I was like, there's no way this is happening. But then I saw my aunt's crib. And I'm reading, like, law books. Yeah. Hell yeah, yo.
Yeah, baby.
Yo, I could do it. I was like, I'm out here. I'm studying. I'm gonna get a home and a winter house in DR.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be doing it out there, yo. Real talk.
Wow. So
it's crazy. It moved me. I'm with it. shit was wild.
That's great.
I had a blast. It was really cool seeing, like, where my fam is from. I got to see the elementary school my mom went to. I went to my aunt's house from my dad's side, and she's like, she's the storyteller and, like, the record keeper of his side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she found me a picture of dad in, like, second grade in school.
Oh, wow.
Like, the class picture. And, like, just that was trippy to see, like, a 7-year-old version of my pop.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, yo, look at this little kid. And he was angry back then. He looked stressed out. Same face. I was like, yo, that's crazy.
He probably owned a couple of stores that he was in charge of for other kids, you know? Like, it's stressful to be a child entrepreneur.
And that's the thing. Like, I couldn't, like, undo his stories because, like, he'd been telling me for years. He's like, I've been working since I was a kid. He's like, I had a staff of 16 people. You know what I mean? He's like, I used to run the section of the farm for grandpa.
Right.
And I'd be like, there's no way you did it. And that picture, I was like, I believe it. Like, that dude, this 7-year-old had problems.
Right.
Like, real talk. He came home mad, and then he had to deal with his wife. I don't know what was happening. But, like, yeah, that dude was stressed the way I've been stressed. You know? So, yeah, it was dope to, like, see the beginnings of my family. It was like Sincerely Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, just like it makes me quite like it reminded me of how trippy it must be to like decide to come to New York from over there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. We met up with one of the neighbors who, like, they've known my family their whole lives. My parents met in the same town. They grew up in the same town over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there were people that, like, they're my parents' age who've never been here. And, like, they just decided that, no, we're happy here. And, like, there's things that, like, they've heard of. They know because they talk to people.
Right.
But they haven't experienced. Like, one of my dad's cousins, like, has a general concept of the internet.
Oh.
You know, like, okay. Shit like that. Like, that blew my mind. He was like, yeah, he's like, I kind of, like, y'all talk on it and, like, it has, like, information, you know, but, like, but, like, he, and, like, it was just wild to, like, know that people were living like that today,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, that this could have been my parents. Like,
right.
If they would have just been like, you know what, we staying here. That's still the same. Like, nothing else changes. It's still me that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm over there. Like, I wouldn't be telling jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so yeah, just like stuff like that was like some, what is that? The butterfly effect type shit.
Oh,
that's
sure.
All I kept thinking about. I was like, yo, this is trippy. Like, this dude is my dad's homeboy. Is like mildly aware of the internet. You know what I mean? Like, they were dudes, like, straight up. Like, that's crazy. Like, y'all like went to class together, y'all homies.
Right.
And like, y'all, your lives have diverged that much
mm-hmm.
that like your son is making TikTok videos and a podcast, and the other one kinda knows what the internet is. That's wild, bro. Like, all cause you said, yeah, I'm gonna go to New York. And he was telling me, like, they had a convo together. He was like, yo, you should come with me. And he was like, I'm going to stay here. That's all it took. He was just like, nah, I'm going to chill. That was all. That's the difference. You know what I mean? Like, that like, fucked with my head for, like, a day or two. Like, that is wild, yo. Like, but, yeah, it was. But it was also cool that, like, by the same token, that dude looked happier than us. That dude was feeling his way. Like, yo, his life was good.
Right.
He like, well, I asked him, yo, what you do today? He's like, I woke up. He's like, I wanted some eggs. I went to the backyard, got some eggs. you know what I mean? Brought them in the house. You know what I mean? Here they are. I heard your son wanted to see chickens and that they were bringing the guy with the chickens over.
The guy with the chickens.
You know what I mean? I like seeing the chickens.
On his way. So,
straight
you know.
Up. So I was like, let me come over here. That's the show. You know, that's what yo.
Yeah, we don't get Chicken Man over here all the time, so you know that's an event.
Straight up, he's like, I hear him, but like, he's like, I don't see him in the house. Like, they don't be making house visits, you know. So he was just like, yo, I came to see the chicken dude. You know what I mean? I saw the chicken dude. That was cool. That shit was like the things that brought him joy
yeah.
were like a level of simple that like it was beautiful, like sincerely to see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it messed with me a little bit that like the divergence of life path was so like subtle, and then it led to so much.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm back home. I'm definitely appreciative more. Yeah, I was already, but like now that I'm in a, like able to like really understand adult struggle and. The fear that like can be there when making a hard decision.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm definitely far more respectful and understanding of like what my parents must have been thinking to come over here.
Sure.
Very appreciative of it. I like the internet. It's pretty cool.
right. Right.
I mean, by the same token, it was kind of dope to see, my kids with them over there, like to kind of like connect, with where their families are from. I don't think they fully got it now, and I don't think they should, but like it'll be something they have in the memory banks as they get older.
Was this their first visit over?
Yeah, first time okay. over for them. And like this whole trip, I was remembering the time I was their age. So mm-hmm. like I feel like they'll have a similar journey, like when they're in their 20s or 30s, they'll go back and revisit. Now with like them finding themselves as adults or trying to,
right.
they'll be able to like connect those memories here.
Right.
I got some dope videos that like I know I'm gonna use at their weddings. You know.
Okay. All right.
Bro, so I was crying already. So I got like, yo, because like I got this like I got like a couple of cameras that like I got the pretty expensive cameras, mm-hmm. but like I like having like cameras that like evoke nostalgia.
Right.
You know, just because of the look. So, like, I got video of my mom doing my daughter's hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, like, I recorded it. I watched it. I started crying. And, like, Gabby's like, why? She's like, I know I'm going to see this at the wedding. You know? And then she watched it. She starts crying. She's like, what the fuck's going on? I show it to my mom. She's like, oh, my God, my, you know, my granddaughter. And then Michaela's like, stop playing the video, Dad.
Everybody's crying. Stop it.
Oh, man. But, like, it moved me that, like, I captured this moment in, like, our motherland that, like, I know it might not mean as much to her today, but it will later.
Right.
Like, you can see, like, the glow in my mom's eyes while she's, like, A, doing her granddaughter's hair, and B, that, like, we're all here in this moment that, like, mm-hmm. I know it's hard to put together. Admittedly, because of me, like, I was the headache of, like, yeah, I got shows, you know?
Right.
I can't do that week. So it was a big deal that we got to have this moment. And it sincerely meant a lot to me. It was dope to have it. So, yeah, I'm hyped. It was really beautiful. Still miss New York. But, like, this was, I would say, a trip that is the first time I've been away this long from New York and wasn't, like, I got to go back.
Right.
I was very happy being there. I would have continued to be there. My diabetes would have suffered. My aunt made crazy meals. every meal was just me telling her, I can't eat that anymore. She's like, sure you can. You know what I mean? outside of that, I think it was a great trip.
That's fantastic. Also, I'm glad your dad made it. I'm glad that
real talk.
At post-surgery that he could do it.
Yeah, yo, he couldn't, like, he had the first day he was a little mopey, because, like, mm-hmm. My mom told me that, like, you know, he loves swimming in the beach, and like, my kids like water,
mm-hmm.
and, like, he had a dream of, like, just spending the whole time with them swimming in that, in, like,
right.
on the beach, and, you know, he couldn't do that, you know, so I was like, I hear you, you know, that sucks, but, like, you're here with them, so, like, just do other shit.
Right.
And so he fought, like, on the third day, the last day at the resort, he took off the arm brace.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm getting in the water. He's uh-huh. like, but I'm going to get in the pool. He's like, I'm not going to do the beach. That's, the waves might fuck with me.
Okay. All
and
right.
He gets in the pool, you know, and he's like, I'm going to be here. I'm going to hang out with my grandkids. And he ends up having, like, he ends up having a convo with somebody, and I don't really see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Aiden, like, later that night, you have fun with Grandpa? And he's like, Grandpa is dope. And I was like, really? Like, why? He's like, Grandpa has crazy convos with everybody. You know what I mean? I was like, what? He's like, Grandpa was on the beach. He met some Canadian dudes and said they work in the military. And he kept asking them about places they blew up. And like, and and it was like, I didn't know you could say that to people. I'm like, you can't say that. That's
right. Yeah, that's
he's like, yo, Grandpa don't care. He's like, he asked every question that I had in my head that I know not to ask. He asked it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's Grandpa. You know what I mean? So he had like a beautiful moment with him.
That's yeah. wonderful.
They got core like memories, I think. So I'm excited. It was beautiful.
That's great. I'm so glad that trip went well.
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. Mike. It was a beautiful thing. But we back now, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Welcome back.
Let's get into the news.
All righty.
Kicking us off. A Nigerian chess champion plays the royal game for 60 hours. A new global chess record. That's right. Nigerian chess champion and a child education advocate played chess nonstop for 60 hours in New York City's Times Square to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Tunde Onakoya, 29, hopes to raise $1 million for children's education across Africa through the record attempt that began on Wednesday. He had set out to play the Royal game for 58 hours, but continued until he reached 60 hours at about 12:40 a.m. on Saturday, surpassing the current chess marathon record of 56 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds, achieved in 2018 by Norwegians Halvard Hvaag Flatebo and Sjur Firkenstad.
Good for you for attempting these Norwegian names.
Real talk, I think I got closer to those than a lot of the Spanish words I tried. This is weird. I might be Norwegian.
Sure. I feel like they actually, the way you pronounce them is just like Hurgen, Flagendurgen, Sjurgen, Hergenstad. I mean, this is all Swedish Chef, but I feel like that is how you actually say those names.
Oh, man.
Could be wrong.
The Guinness World Record Organization has yet to publicly comment about Onakoya's attempt. It sometimes takes weeks for the organization to confirm a new record. Onakoya played against Sean Martinez, an American chess champion, in line with Guinness World Record guidelines that any attempt to break the record must be made by two players who would play continuously for the entire duration. Support had been growing online at the scene where a blend of African music kept onlookers and supporters entertained amid cheers and applause. Among the dozens who cheered on Okoye on the scene was Nigerian music star Davido.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really dope. Look at that.
Wow, that's a long time to be playing chess. I don't even know how to play chess.
No.
I never learned.
Yeah, I got the basics down.
Yeah,
I learned in fourth grade.
Okay. I feel like at some point someone tried to show me how, and maybe it just didn't stick. And I was just like, this is their checkerboard. Why do I want to? I'm going to get it all confused, you know?
chess is something that, like, I keep in the back pocket as like a potential old man activity.
Oh, you yes. No, absolutely. It is. Yeah. Definitely old man activity. I am more of a backgammon girl.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Definitely played that. My dad taught us that. And so I would definitely need a refresher. Cause I haven't played it in a long time, but we had a really nice backgammon set. I think I have that in storage somewhere, but, so I think that I thought that would be my old person thing is backgammon.
I dig it. I feel like every, like, once you hit like 60, you need to get really good at something and like be like the weird guy that like teaches kids life lessons through the game.
You know right. I mean? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I could see that.
That's going to be me. Like, I just haven't decided if it's like chess or bones or like poker or spades.
What if it's Magic the Gathering? What if Magic the Gathering, you know what I mean? Or something like that, where you're just the old dude at a card table at Union Square schooling these youngsters on Magic the Gathering. That actually would be very funny to me.
Yeah.
I mean? Like if the games like continue. And it's not like, because I mean, what is backgammon if not just connect four? You know what I mean? Like, what if just in another generation, it's just going to be connect four? It's going to be operation. It's going to be, you know what I mean? Like, sorry. Like, these are the games.
You heard of Shalewa Sharp? She's a sorry legend, yo.
Like, yeah. I mean, I probably could if I got those games back again, you know, and
real talk.
Had a little refresher. Yeah.
Operation, I think, is against us. Like, there's way I'm going to be shaking more than ever as I get older.
That is why it would be so impressive.
Yeah.
To be an old person playing Operation. Yo, there's some, I mean, that would be really something real to talk. See. I would gather around. Yeah. That's part of the grift,
real talk. I'll be shaking extra before I play.
Right.
Like, you're seeing me shaking and like, focused.
Double or nothing, you know?
Oh, man.
An Operation Shark.
Oh, man. That's how he pays his mortgage. He just hustles people at Operation.
man.
That's beautiful.
That would be great.
Oh man, yo, real talk, yo, Shy, if we don't got good career plans, but we got good retirement plans.
No, absolutely. No one should build a future with us. We have terrible ideas. Real but talk.
God we don't know how to succeed, but we know how to stop. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
The other news, a Belgian man whose body makes his own alcohol was cleared of drunk driving. That's right. A Belgian man who's been acquitted of drunk driving because he has an auto brewery syndrome, ABS, an extremely rare condition whereby the body produces alcohol. Ed's guest squire said on Monday that in another unfortunate coincidence, her client worked at a brewery.
Come on.
I just double checked the news source to make sure it's real. It is. But three doctors who independently examined him have confirmed that he had ABS. Belgian media said in the verdict, judge emphasized that the defendant, who was not named in line with local judicial custom, did not experience symptoms of intoxication. The Bridges Police Court, which acquitted the man, did not immediately reply to the email. Lisa Florin, a clinical biologist with the Belgian hospital AZ St. Lucas, said people with ABS produce the same type of alcohol as found in alcoholic drinks, but they generally felt less of its effects. People are not born with ABS, but can develop it when they already have another intestine-related condition. Patients can present with symptoms consistent with alcoholic intoxication, such as slurred speech, stumbling, loss of motor functions, dizziness, and belching. Yo.
Wait, so they seem drunk, but they're not drunk because their body is producing alcohol.
Yeah, like they like light drunk, right? Like they got all the symptoms.
Uh-huh.
It affects them less, mm-hmm. but they didn't drink. So you can't like blame them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So this dude, I guess, was driving. That's the problem. Here's the thing. If you know that you do this, why drive?
Yo, real talk.
That's where I'm like, come on, bruh. And real you work talk. At a brewery? These are the two things that make me go, you lucky? I don't know if I just let that go. Like, I don't know if I want to believe in some syndrome where your body makes alcohol. Like, my body don't want to believe that that is true. But let's say it is. Let's say there's some glitch in the matrix and there are some people out there who get it from bad gut health and now they kind of present as tipsy or drunk when they haven't had anything to drink because their body produces it. If that's the case, wouldn't you make the adjustments so that you wouldn't get in trouble, even though you've got this card in your back pocket? At some point, you're going to get somebody like me who's like, I don't believe you. And yeah, I don't care what the doctors say. So,
and that person might be a judge.
That person might be a judge. Now, as far as working at a brewery, it's possible that's the only job you can get because you seem drunk everywhere else. So you'd have to work at a restaurant, at a bar, at a brewery where it's okay.
Oh, my God.
That's still, I mean, it's a little sus. I'm not going to say it's the whole word suspect, but I will say it is the shorter version sus.
Yeah.
Feels real a little sus.
You suspect adjacent for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have never aspirationally wanted a syndrome before. But like, this is,
you don't want this.
It's pretty dope, man. Like, and like, I love that the article, like, it looks like the person writing it, like, had the same idea as me. He's like, hey, and for anyone interested, if you would like to get it, all you got to do is make sure you get this other thing first. You got to have an intestine related condition.
Right. Yes.
If you got it, you halfway there, baby. You know what I mean? I feel like the guy that wrote this article also has this condition, and he's just trying to explain it to his boss. He's like, see?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's an I'm not drinking. Absolutely a thing. I don't know. Like, what? So then what happens? You eat a lot of barley or wheat? Or what do you, how do you get it to kick in?
Real talk. How do you flavor it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's, what are you fermenting? I don't, Yeah, something fermenting in your body. Is that what does? These are all things that you should try to get checked out. Not drive. Just don't drive.
Yeah, you should be permanent Uber.
Yeah, yeah. Get a driver.
Finally, pairing of Oreo and Sour Patch Kids candies produces a new sweet tart cookie. That's right.
No.
The newest Oreo mashup may leave our sour taste in your may leave a sour taste in your mouth. Sour Patch Kids taste, that is. New limited edition Oreo Sour Patch Kids cookies are available for pre-order starting last week, actually, April the 24th. The new flavor will hit stores May 6th for $4.50 online, $5.29 in stores. The cookies resemble Oreo Golden cookies, but both the cookies and the cream filling have Sour Patch Kids flavors and colors, creating a sweet yet sour taste inspired by Sour Patch Kids. This isn't the first colorful Oreo offshoot. Earlier this year, Oreo unveiled an Oreo Space Stunt cookie with blue and pink cosmic cream, marshmallowy filling with popping candy particles mixed in.
Okay, okay. Look, as somebody who kind of closed out with a few extra episodes, closed out a season's worth of taste testing, eating snack shows. We closed with the Oreo ones because we had to take a break. We had to take a summer break after that Oreo episode. They had so many flavors. I didn't even get all of them because I was just like, I have to live and this will kill me. And those were already just like, those were at least things that were organic. Things that you can find in nature, like carrot cake. or like some sort of peanut butter pie or some or a mocha something or other.
Gabby's been growing a carrot cake tree, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, natural things from the earth. But Sour Patch Kids?
Yeah, that's wild.
Stop it. I would be so angry if someone gave me or an Oreo cookie with Pop Rocks in the cream. Y'all are doing too much. Can't stop it.
Yeah, that's wild work, yo.
Do you understand? We need vegetables. Like, this is literally would be the thing that would make me go, I have to truly change my life.
I will say, looking at the website, the merch looks fire. Yo, I would rock all of this.
What is this on Oreo.com?
Oreo.com. Like, if you got the article too, you can scroll to the bottom. They got like the sweatsuit, the bucket hat, the socks.
The bucket hat and the socks. This is too much.
They got the little the fanny pack.
Oh my God.
This is hard. Real talk.
Also, that there was a pre-order for Sour Patch Kid Oreos. A pre-order. Like, these are kicks. like we're waiting on the latest Oreo drop.
Real talk, yo, low key, that's kind of Oreo's whole thing.
Yeah,
Oreo be doing drops.
Yes, and they definitely a limited time. It seems like unless you check all your local grocery stores, you will find a grocery store where they dump them all, which I think might be one of my local grocery stores, because the number of varieties was out of control. And I think it was a dumping ground because this was, you know, in the early days of like the first year or so of COVID. And I think these were just all the cookies that they were trying out. And then everything had to stop. So they were just like, just put these out there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they're making as many flavors as they had in that concentrated time. Or if they're just dropping one or two, like this stuff. But I don't know if that sour, if that's the right kind of sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's weird. Yeah. Like, I don't know if that should go together.
Like I feel like the sweet should also be kind of fruity. It should be more of a fruity sweet with that kind of sour, I feel like would blend.
So otherwise, a different cream?
Or a different item. Okay. You know what I mean? Put put it in like a fruit pie.
Mm, okay.
Put sour cream or put the sour kids or whatever in like a fruit kind of pastry.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean? Mix it in with the filling or something like that. That makes more sense to me than putting it with this kind of sweet.
Can I make a suggestion?
Hmm.
Same company.
Mm-hmm.
How about they put them in Fig Newtons?
Oh, Lord. I don't even. Fig Newtons are so dense.
They got the fruit filling?
Yeah, but that's such a dense filling. Maybe. Although, I don't even. I mean, who would even get to them? Who eats Fig Newtons anymore except for me? I'm the only one. Look, yeah. I eat Fig Newtons. I eat Lorna Doone. Yeah, that's it. I eat the old lady cookies and snacks. So if you fuck my shit up with a Sour Patch Kid or whatever, I'm going to be real mad. You put a gobstopper in anything that I take, I'm going to be furious.
Maybe that's the challenge, because like I do think it'll work, but like the Fig Newton demo does not want drops.
No.
They want the same flavor.
Yeah. I mean, do it with different fruit. Maybe if it was a lemon Oreo.
Ooh, okay. Because
the cream is like, if you're hell-bent on doing this, I think if you put the Sour Patch Kids in a lemon Oreo where the cream is already lemony.
Yeah.
And honestly, very sweet. So that sour could cut it a little. That might be the way to do it.
Huh.
But y'all don't ask my opinion, do you? You sure
not
don't?
Not me?
Mm-mm.
Money's right there on the table.
Look at that.
You know what I mean?
Y'all are experimenting in the wrong ways. Although I remember when they experimented and came up with the lemon Oreo. Now that's a staple on
real
the shelves.
Talk. It's there.
So yeah, fuck with that, I think.
Real talk. I like their they had like a blackout cake last year that was dope.
Okay. Oh that's yeah. It was all the chocolates.
Yeah, and then like it had two different creams, two different chocolates.
Oh wow. Oh,
so
okay.
It was like the black chocolate cookie. Mm-hmm. And then the cream was two different type of chocolate creams.
Oh my God.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So it was like a brownie and like the cream filling of the cake.
Yes.
At Jones Fire.
That
it was
is
a problem, but it was good.
That's too much. That's too much. That's so much Oh God.
Really? Like I've always wanted Oreo to collab with like with Fruity Pebbles.
I mean,
the pebbles crushed into the cream.
Like a rice. I mean, you've had a Rice Krispie treat, but it's Fruity Pebbles instead of, right? So like having it mixed in the marshmallow thing.
Exactly.
Sure.
And put that in between. You know what I mean?
If they put that on a golden cookie, perhaps.
Yeah,
I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. See? That's not bad. That's good.
We brainstorming here, baby.
Come on. You're talking to the wrong people. Sour Patch Kids and a regular old Pop Rocks. Those are two different textures. If I bite into a cookie and everything starts popping, that's not what I was prepared for. You gotta know your mouth is fixed for a thing.
Yeah.
And so if I bite into an Oreo and you give me Pop Rocks, smoke in the city. Smoke in the city.
Oh man. If you would like to put in pre-orders.
Right.
But yes. Shalewa's new album, Smoke in the City. Comes with a free autograph box of Pop Rocks. All you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You want those weird textures mixed together. What's wrong with you? You know what I mean? Pop Rocks and cookies don't go together, okay? They can, but not these. 5 stars. Real talk, more people, you know that more people should hire diabetics like me and Shalewa.
Come on.
We know what we want. You
we know
what, I mean?
What we want. It's all we can think about. We can't eat the shit. My teeth are rotting out of my head. I'm the one you want to talk to.
Amen. Amen. You know
I'm
what I mean?
I'm not taking care of myself. That's who you should have on your squad.
That's who does the product testing, okay?
Exactly.
What's your dream? What can't you have anymore? Let me tell you. You know what I mean? Oh, man. If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Almonte. Shout outs this week to Winnie Locke, FCBLJ, and Ellen. With all that said, I am admittedly excited to get some new Oreos merch. Gastro Almonte.
If you show up with an Oreos bucket hat, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's incredible. It's going to be the first non-Dickies outfit I wear. That's what it is. Right there, yo.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. With Loki, she probably owns the bucket hat already, Shalay with Sean.
Just borrow mine.
Oh, man. This has been a fashion-forward episode of The Floor Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.